The following concert was recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival from NPR Music, WFUV, WKSU's Folk Alley, and MVY Radio. Enjoy the show.
You know? Georgia Buck is dead, last word said, don't let no short in my bread.
Georgia Buck is dead, last word said, don't put no short in my bread.
It's called Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind, and it's a great sing-along, so Don's gonna teach you this one.
All right, let's see here. This one's called Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind, folks, and so we're gonna sing it like this here. All right, repeat after me.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
Yeah. Don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind.
Don't get trouble in
your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
All right.
That sounds great.
So make sure you sing out, folks.
It's going to go a little faster than that.
It's a little mantra, you know.
I wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime, wish I had me. trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, there's been some changes in our group since the last time we were here. We were here about 3 years ago, and it's been a really, really amazing exploratory year. We lost our original member, Justin Robinson, to school. Decided he wanted to go back to school, so we had to let him go.
Found out that reading was fundamental.
Yeah, so we had to let him go, and we miss him, but we are so fortunate to have not one, but two new fabulous musicians with us. And so over here on the guitar has been Hubby Jenkins playing this. Play banjo, actually. And then on this next tune, this is Adam Mata here from New York. And he's gonna show what he does. This is called, this is a bit of mouth music. We call this diddle box.
Throw you a little jazz number here. This one's called Your Baby Ain't Sweet Like Mine. A little Papa Charlie number. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. More banjo, please.
Everybody's talking about the sweetie nowadays. I got the one with the sweetest ways. Your baby may roll a jelly fine. Nobody's baby can roll it like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She bake a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, sir. She even called me honey.
Baby ain't sweet like mine, oh no. Your Your baby ain't sweet like mine, oh yeah. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
I'm gonna do one here for you folks. By request of my good friend J.P. Beausoleil out there in the audience, he requested this one. I wrote this one a while ago. This is one that actually I was inspired by a combination of things. I was listening to a lot of Fats Waller at the time, and I was also listening to this one particular song by Spider John Kerner, I Ain't Blue. And so I wanted to get that sort of idea that was in that song, because it was courses, I ain't blue, I'm just a little lonesome for some love again. I'm doing fine, I just don't want to be all by myself. Oh no. So I was trying to get that idea across. So here we go. It looks like another lonely moon. It's so hard, feeling alone. I ain't got nobody call me on my telephone. Looks like another lonely moon. Hey, don't talk to me, buddy. You're no pity. It ain't what I crave. I seen a gal walking down the street the other day. She done saw me turn the other way. And it said, looks like another lonely moon. I ain't sad if that's what you're thinking. You know love ain't my crutch. But it's been far too long since I felt a sweet woman's touch. I got a gal on my mind, not many times I don't. Boys, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I done asked a gal if she would, she said she won't. Looks like another lonely moon. All right, Fool, what you gonna say? You gonna do? It sounds so good, I'm going to do it again. I ain't blue, but thanks for asking. I'd let you know if that was the case. But it's been far too long since I felt a sweet warm embrace. I guess I'll take my rest, go lie on the floor. The only way it's gonna happen now is if she walks through that door. Not very likely. Looks like another lonely moon. Looks like another lonely moon. Looks like an lonely, lonely, lonely moon. Thank you, folks. If you ever get a chance, I got two solo albums I put, and that's on my first one, Dance Tunes, Ballads and Blues. But this next one here, what do we? All right. right, this next one we're going to do, we're going to do another jazz one for you. This is one Rian and learned from a great CD called Blues Ladies, and this is one that was done by Ethel Waters. This one's one about the hardships of marriage separation, otherwise known as divorce, and this is one called No Man's Mama.
From 1927 to 1855. This next tune is a couple of minstrel tunes called Brick's Cornstruck and Jig and Camptown Hornpipe. Now, a lot of these tunes came straight from the source, from African Americans who were playing these kind of instruments. This is an early type of banjo called the gourd banjo. And since we have not one but two two-handed bones players in the band, we thought, you know, we need a piece to let them. That's eight bones. That's what these things are called, guys. It's sometimes they're made out of bone, sometimes out of ebony, sometimes out of wood.
So we're about to bring you the musical rib cage and bring it forward here. And so we got Briggs Corn Shucking Jig. Oh, you already said that?
I said it. That's
oh, okay. I just like saying Briggs Corn Shucking Jig.
Yeah, it's a good title. You ready?
Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
It'll take me just a second to set this one up, folks, but I'll lead you through the steps as I'm going. So I got to put on a couple of things here. Oh, no, it ain't no thing. I can get this thing on pretty fast.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you just do it, and I'll talk. Well, this is a...
I got the microphone in my hand.
Okay, whatever you want
to
do.
Hey, folks, good to see you this evening. And so... I'm putting this holder on so I can get this instrument, the quills, up to my face. And so this is a panpipe instrument for you folks in the back who can't see. And I first learned about this instrument from listening to some recordings of a fellow by the name of Henry Thomas. And if you guys know the Fishing Blues, Taj Mahal did a great version of it, and that was based off of this Henry Thomas tune. Also, Going Up the Country by Canned Heat, that's also based on a Henry Thomas one as well. And so I really connected over a fellow who's now gone, a guy very dear to my heart, Mike Seeger. And so he and I really connected over the quills. And so I'm going to play a tune here from J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers called Run Mountain. Chuck a little hill. One, two, three, four, and...
show feel.
Thank you so much, folks. Now, if you want to see where I got that tune from, there's a great film called Down Home Music, and it's a great, great, great film of a bunch of footage from 1963. It was Chris Strackless from Arhuli Records, went across the country. Check it out if you get a chance. Go on Arhuli. They're a good label, too, so just go ahead and check that label out. Some of the best best recordings of music of all types from America, from Cajun to blues to Mexican music and Polish music and all sorts of stuff.
We're going to do one now that Hubby's going to lead this next one. It's called I Truly Understand That You Love Another Man. Has that ever happened to anybody? No? No, everybody's been perfectly
that's
happy
a lot
in love
understanding.
Hello. How y'all doing out there? All right. There we go.
They may have had the other man being there, but they didn't truly understand that.
I truly understand a lot of things. I don't know if that's one I truly understand.
You were so ready until she was ready. Thank you, folks. Now, I will mention this here since we're at Newport. One of the few people to record the Quills on a recording was a fellow by the name of Joe Patterson, who came up to the 1964 Newport Folk Festival, and he was from Dothan, Alabama. And all of you who have record players, turntables might try to find a Vanguard album called Traditional Music at Newport Part 1, and there are some recordings of Joe Patterson, and it's really amazing stuff. I did a little of the hooting there, but it's a real amazing style of music, and it happened all right here in this very spot, actually right behind us here in the fort.
So we're going to play a couple of fiddle tunes now. This is we've been really experimenting with really, I guess, using what Adam does with what we do, and it's this next one kind of illustrates that. This is called Old Cat Died and Brown's Dream. So this is a real fun set, a little dance hall set here. We learned both of these from Justin, so kind of our Justin set.
Thank you so much, folks. All right, folks. So here we go, folks. We're going to do one more for you. This is one called Sour Wood Mountain. And we're going to have a sing-along again. And so it's going to go like so. So it's going to be nonsense words. So you don't have to think as hard as Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind, even though you're not getting trouble now. So here we go.
But before we start this, sorry. I just want to let you know we have a website, www.carolinachocolatedrops.com. We have a MySpace and a Facebook, and we don't really tweet anymore. We just do the Facebook thing. So join us on there, and we hope to see you all around and let us know what you thought. And we had such a wonderful time playing here. It's just been really great.
So here's how the chorus is gonna go on this one. It's gonna go, hi-ho, fiddle-i-day.
Hi-ho,
fiddle-i-day.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-day.
Now third time you're gonna say just hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
No fiddle-i-day. Remember, third time, no fiddle-i-day. Fourth time, you're just business as usual. Hi-ho, fiddle-i-day.
Hi-ho, fiddle-i-day.
All right, folks, so we're gonna see if we can swing this one last time with the Carolina Chocolate Drop. And thank you so much for joining us today. Have a good festival.
Come on, sour mountain, hi-ho, fiddle-i-day. Don't get
Done here back in 64 by the Georgia Sea Island Singers with Betsy Jones.
All right, bring it back.
All right.
John wrote a letter and he laid it on the table. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, let me go. Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Let me go.
It's one by one, two by two, three by three, and a four by four. No one can read them like old John.
Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
John wrote the letter and he laid it on the table.
No one can read them like old John.
Read them, let me go.
One by one, and a two by a two, and a three by a three, and a four by four. No one can read 'em like old John.
Read 'em, let me go. Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Let now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, folks.